Father Leslie Rumble was an Australian priest who hosted a radio show called Question Box, in which he answered apologetics questions from listeners. Father Charles Carty, an American priest, had a similar radio show called The Catholic Radio Hour. These two priests compiled many of these questions and answers in a series of books called Radio Replies. We present here some of the questions and answers. On the Nature of God. Question. What do you mean by the term God? Answer. God is a spiritual, substantial, personal being, infinite in intelligence, in will, and in all perfection, absolutely simple or lacking composition, immutable, happy in himself and by himself, and infinitely superior to all that is or can be conceived of apart from himself. He is incomprehensible in his infinite perfection by all lesser intelligences, although knowable as to the fact of his existence as living creator and Lord of heaven and earth, almighty, eternal, immense, and distinct from all that he has created. That is what I mean by God. Question. How do you know that God is eternal, or always was, is, and will be? Answer. Because if God ever had a beginning, then before he began there was nothing. Now nothing, with nothing to work upon, and no faculties with which to work, could never turn its non-existent self into something. But there is obviously something, and there can never have been a time when there was nothing. God at least must always have existed. And if no one is responsible for his beginning, there is no one who could possibly bring his existence to an end. He always will be. God rightly declared himself the eternally existent being when he said to Moses, "I am who am." Question. Spinoza said that if God created the world for an object, he desires something he lacks, which denies his infinite perfection. Answer. Spinoza's objection is not valid. He fails to distinguish between God's essential constitution, which is necessary to his being, and his free operations, resulting in created things. If God's creating operations were necessary, Spinoza would be right. But God did not create in order to acquire perfection necessary to himself. He created to bestow perfections upon others. If I am laboring to acquire, I lack something I want. If I give to others, that proves not my lack, but my superabundance. Question. Can men, while earthbound, understand the working of the divine mind? Answer. The divine mind does not work. God does not have to reason slowly and painfully to conclusions, as do men. His divine intelligence is a permanent and simultaneous act of perfect knowledge embracing all things, past, present, and future. We cannot fully understand God's being, knowledge, and plans. However, St. Paul rightly said that the pagan Romans were inexcusable for not noting the power and divinity of the true God in visible things, and for not having glorified him nor given him thanks. If it were beyond the power of man to know this much of God, they would not have been inexcusable. Question. Have we attained to a full knowledge of God, or are we advancing towards the fullness of truth? Answer. The fullest revelation of those things of God which man is intended to know has been made as far as this life goes. It has been given by Christ, as we shall see later on. No man yet has sounded the full depths of the truth revealed by Christ, and as we progress in the knowledge of his doctrines, we get nearer and nearer to that fullness of truth which is possible on this earth. I am speaking of the knowledge to be attained by individuals. The fullness of truth is contained in the deposit of faith confided to the Catholic Church. The perfect fullness of knowledge is possible only in the heavenly vision of God.